Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, Elements class started today. There's a QR code right here. I know even some that were in my class this morning, I failed to get you to do the QR code. I hope you still will. What that does is it signs you up, and you'll get notices by email, and you get communications about our church. And so good stuff, and it lets us know who we can expect. If you didn't make it to Elements class and you'd still like to come, come next Sunday, 10 o'clock. Just go ahead and start. Come on. I hope you'll come. Praise the Lord. It's good stuff. Amen. Praise the Lord. In your Bibles, John, 1 John, excuse me, 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. Very short little scripture. I'd like to, in fact, let me have you read this with me. We love Him because He first loved us. What a short little verse. How powerful it is. Amen. My topic today, because He first loved us. Would you pray with me? Lord, I love You. I thank You. We ask even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for Your will to be accomplished and done here today. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, Lord, just put words in my mouth and open our hearing, Lord, that Your word, that Your will, and God, even these people that are here today, Lord, would please You. Help us, Lord, to serve You. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. Good, good stuff is happening. Amen. Thank the Lord for the folks that were, if you missed our revival, I'm sorry you missed it, but we had a good time. Amen. People baptized in Jesus' name. We got to try out our new baptismal tank. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We still got a little bit of plumbing down there to do still, but it's working. Amen. We filled it up with a water hose. Amen. But more stuff's coming. Praise the Lord. Because He first loved us. Amen. Another portion of Scripture, Mark chapter 12, verse number 30. Let me add just a portion of Scripture to this. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Somebody go like this. With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Somebody go like this. All your heart, soul, mind. And with all thy strength, I'm going to go like this. With all your strength, this is the first commandment. Amen. When we, in our Elements class, class number one, we talk about getting into the church, getting into the household of God, the family of God. Really, I do believe our church is a church family. Amen. This is my family. Amen. Praise the Lord. You are a part of the household of God. Amen. And I hope that there are people here today that can relate to what I'm about to say about the mindset, about the feelings. That I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels this way. That I love Jesus more today than ever before in my life. Amen. Now, I received the Holy Ghost, was baptized in Jesus' name a long time ago. Amen. I was 11 when I got baptized, 12 when I received the Holy Ghost, and I'm 63. I've had that Holy, that was 51 years ago. Amen. So a long time ago, I had that experience. Amen. As a child, I knew what it was like to be in the household of God. So I've been walking with the Lord. Now, there was a dip in there. I backslid and came back to God. Amen. But thank the Lord, I can live for God today. Amen. Just because you have a mistake or have a dip, or just because you do something wrong, doesn't mean you need to keep living that way. Amen. Come back to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love the Lord more today than at any time in all my life. He's been so good to me. Amen. The closer that I get to Him, to Jesus, the more I love Him. The more I know about Him, as I study His Word, as I look into the Scriptures, as I think on the things of God, the more I know about Him, the more I love Him. Now, I've been living for God more than some of you. More than some of you have been alive. But the more I live for God, the more I love Him. Amen. The longer I live for Him, the more I love Him. Amen. I'm in the Acts, I think I started today's Bible reading at Acts chapter 17, so I've got maybe a month left to finish the daily Bible reading chart. Alexander Scorby is my helper. If anybody know who he is. But the more I've been through the Bible a whole bunch of times. I don't know how many, but a lot of times. The more, and I'm still amazed at the Word of God. How that it has the ability to just make Scriptures come to life. How it really does have meaning for me today. Amen. The more I know about His Word, the more that I study, the more that I understand about God, the more I love Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. I love to feel His presence. I love to worship the Lord. I like it. It's great. It's a joyful thing to me to lift up my hands and praise the Lord. Amen. It's a joyful thing for me to praise the Lord. Amen. The more I feel His presence, and I've felt His presence here today. Amen. The more I feel His presence, the more I love Him. Amen. Anybody else feel like that? Anybody else have that same sentiment? Oh, I've been with God for a long time, but I love Him more today than I have ever loved Him before. The more that I recognize and understand Him, the more that I understand about His Word, the more I understand about His praise, about praising Him, the more I understand about living for God, the more I understand about Jesus, the more I love Him. 1 John chapter 4, beginning at verse 9 and also verse 10, it says, "In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love. Not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." Even before I loved God, even before I knew of God, He loved me. And when I was stupid, when I was wrong, when I went the wrong way, when I went without God, when I backslid and turned my back on God, He still loved me. He loved me when I was messed up, when I was doing the wrong things. He loved me. He loved me when I didn't know how to love myself. He loved me when I was going the wrong way. He still loved me. It's not hard to love God. The more you know about God, the more you learn about God, the more you understand God, the longer you live for Him, the more your love for God will grow. There are so many, many reasons to love Him. His mercy, His grace. You see, they are in themselves reason enough to love God all the days of my life. That alone is enough. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Mercy is God's compassion. It's His compassion and forgiveness, even though we are guilty. If we say we have no sin, we deceive our own selves. Every man has sinned and comes short of the glory of God. Everybody needs Jesus. Everybody. I don't even know who to attribute this to, but an old preacher, well, he was old to me when I was young and he was old, would say, grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it. But God was good to me anyhow. God had grace upon my life. Amen. Grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. I deserved that proverbial lightning bolt. I deserved death. I was guilty of sin. But God gave me grace. God has given you grace today. Amen. Mercy, whole nother topic, whole nother subject, is when God doesn't give you what you do deserve. God gives us what we don't deserve, good stuff. And God doesn't give us what we do deserve in judgment. Grace and mercy. I think I had that a little bit mixed up there when I was saying it. But it's good stuff. His miracle working power. Jeanette was so happy I came home on Friday. She's just so smiling. She turns around and she wants me to look at her hair bun. Right? Yeah. Oh, you put your hair up. She said, I really did. And then she raised both hands up. Yeah. Right? She was so happy. Amen. She was so joyful. Oh, I can move my arm. I can put my hair up. Here, I did it twice. I put a barrette in her hair and I made a ponytail. It's like three times. Yeah, I was on my way to cosmetology. Huh? Hairdresser school. No. I got fired this morning. I'm done. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. She was so happy God healed her. You know, there's good reasons to love God. Amen. I don't know about you, but my wife was really happy about serving the Lord. Amen. She was giving God glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can raise my hand. You know, we think, oh, that's silly. It's not silly when you're crying, I can't put my hair up, I got to go. Calm down, baby. It's going to be okay. You know, women can be emotional, but God made them that way on purpose. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. God is so good. The psalmist David said, Psalms 18, verses 1 to 3. Praise the Lord. Psalm 18, beginning with verse number 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. Amen. I get the idea there. David is saying, God is really great. God is the one I can depend on. God is the one that will see me through. God is the one that will help me. God is the one that's there for me. God is the one that I can depend on. God is one that will give me the advantage. God is the one that will deliver me. God is the one that will help me. God is God. Woo! Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sounds like to me David had an experience with his own self with God being there for him. I'll tell you, I have experiences as well. My God has been there for me. Amen. God will be there for you. God will see you through. God will help you. Amen. Verse number 2. Oh, I read that part. 3. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Someone raise your hand and love the Lord right now. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. My God is worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. My God is going to see me through. Jesus Christ is going to be there for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. This great salvation, this Acts 2:38 message, this great ability to have my sins gone in my life, to have God deliver me. This full, and let me say free, salvation. God doesn't charge you. If God did charge you, you couldn't afford it. There would be no price any man could pay to buy this. He does not charge you. It's free. It's full, free salvation that God has given me. Amen. Without cost. God saved me before I put anything in the plate. It's reason enough that God saved me. Is reason enough all in itself for me to love God throughout all eternity. Amen. This salvation that God gave me is reason enough to love the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But the number one reason, the number one reason to love Him is because He first loved us. When I was messed up, God loved me anyway. Amen. When I didn't come to church, God loved me anyway. Amen. When I wasn't serving God, God loved me before I loved Him. Praise the Lord. The number one reason is because Jesus Christ loved me first. He loved us. You and me. He loved all of us when we were unlovable. He loved us when we were lost in sin. My mind, at some point back BC, before Christ, didn't even think about God. God still loved me. You see, at that time, back then, BC, before Christ, you and me were literally servants to sin. We were creating our own confusion. We were putting the turmoil into our lives. I was my own worst enemy when I was serving sin. In fact, I'll even go this far. I was bound by sin. My mindset, my associates, the people I hung out with, the places that I went to, the things that I did, it was bound by sin. And because of those actions and those things and those deeds and that company I kept and those places I went, those things that I did, my life was bound by sin. Even then, He was reaching for me. How was I able to tell my wife, my lovely Jeanette, my wife, but we were just dating back then. And I was trying to tell her about what it was like when I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. What it was like when God filled me with the Holy Ghost. What it felt like when I came up out of the water when I was baptized. What it felt like to lift my hands and worship God and feel the presence of God move upon you. What it was like to see people get healed in their body, to have miracles done right before your eyes. How can I explain these things that I've seen and I've felt to somebody who has never been in a Pentecostal church? The only thing that she knew was of a Lutheran service that was just so regimented and orchestrated. And they sing these four songs and they say this verse and this person reads this thing and then the preacher reads this thing and then they all stand and they sit down and they, you know, it's regimented. How can I explain this to her? Baby, I'm going to serve the Lord. I'm going to move out of this place, which was Superior, Wisconsin, which was everybody I knew just about. That place was a part of my bad history, my drinking and drugging and living ungodly and doing bad things. And I'm going to leave this. And my sister goes to a church in Chesapeake, Virginia, and there's a bunch of young people there, and there's a bunch of young adults there, and they really love God there. I went and visited, and I really liked it there. There's a presence of the Lord there, and I believe I can live for God in that environment. I believe I can live for God with people like that on my side. That when I live for God, then they can help me serve Him. So I made this step, and I moved away, and I went to that church. I'm calling her just about every day. I'm talking to her on the telephone. I hope you'll come. You're going to like it here. You're going to, you know, I hope you'll come. And so a couple months later, she came and she liked it. She got baptized and my niece got baptized and seven people baptized on the day that Jeanette got baptized. And she received the Holy Ghost on a Thursday night. We had a youth prayer meeting. She received the Holy Ghost all by herself, standing in the back by herself in a youth prayer meeting. And my youth leader, he came over and looked her in the eye. You received the Holy Ghost, didn't you? You know, all sheepishly, you know, you do the shy thing, shake her head. Yeah, I spoke in other tongues. Praise the Lord. You know, praise God. We were living together in Wisconsin. She lived with my sister. We got married in January. And the history is living for God together ever since. There's no turning back. There's no turning away. Living for God is going to be for the rest of my life. God's been better to me than I've been to myself. I'm telling you, this is the absolute best way to live your life. I'm telling you, there's nothing that can compare. There's nothing in this world that I would trade it for. This is the best way to live your life. Bar none. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was bound by sin, but now I'm set free. Now I live for God with great liberty, with great love in my heart. I love God more now than I have ever before in all my life. He was reaching for us when we were just a rotten mess. Beaten and battered by life and sin. He kept reaching for us even though I was fallen. God still reached me. God did not forsake me. Amen. God loved me. Amen. God's love, I tell you this, God's love is unconditional. Amen. Unconditional. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is Thy faithfulness. Praise the Lord. Great is the faithfulness of God. Amen. You see, in our world, even in our families, even in our closest friends and associates, so many times and places, people's love is conditional. If you'll do this for me, if you'll do that, if you'll say this or you'll say that, or you'll live here, or you won't go there, it's conditional. Some people's love is given based on certain conditions and prerequisites that are set. You got to do these things, and then I'll love you. That's what the world does. God loved us first. Amen. It's not so with Jesus. God's love. God loves you right now, where you are, right now, today. God loves you. Just as I am. Now, God didn't want me to stay in that messed up state. And I didn't get all cleaned up in a moment either. It was a process. It was a process that God brought me from one place to another and helped me to learn and understand and do things that were pleasing before God. It was a process. We all have flaws. We all have sins. We all have burdens placed upon our lives. We all have pain and suffering. We all have our own doubts. There are fears in our life. We all have faults, and yes, we've failed. We've got failures. But through all of that, God still loves us. And God doesn't want you to remain in that old sinful life. God wants to bring you out. God wants to bring you up. God wants to show you His blessings and favor upon your life. God wants you to follow Him. When we make our way to Him, we find acceptance and redemption. Amen. When we follow that Acts 2:38 portion of Scripture on the wall, every time, in every case, for every person, God keeps His Word. We find grace and mercy. We find that unconditional love of God. We are met with His open arms into the kingdom of God. The household, the family, the church. The words of the Apostle Paul are worthy here to read. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to verse 39. This is awesome. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I'm telling you, there is nothing even in my mind that is conceivable that would pull me out of the hand of serving God. I'm not going to some other religion. I'm not going to some other God. I'm not going out into back into the world. I'm not going out into sin. I'm not going out into the things of the world. None of that is worth it. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword. No matter what comes, I'm telling you, serving God is the best place for you. Amen. Verse 36, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Through Him that loved us. When I follow Jesus, He will see me through. He's going to help me live for Him. He's going to give me good success. God will bless my life. Verse 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Verse 38, for I am persuaded. Anybody raise your hand? I am now persuaded. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm not giving this up for anything. I'm not going any other way ever. Amen. I'm not turning around. I'm not turning back. I'm not losing out. I will serve the Lord. You got to make up your mind. I am so glad that God has given us the victory. I am so glad that God has given us this so great salvation. Amen. What would my life possibly be like if I've been a drunk for 51 years? What would my life be like if I was on drugs for 50 years? My mind, it would be a nightmare. It would be horrific. It would be terrible. Amen. My life would be in shambles. Amen. And yet today, because Jesus Christ saved me, because He turned me around, because He put me on the right path, because God saved me, I've got a sound mind. I know who Jesus is. I know that I know who the Almighty God is. I have an assurance within me that God will see me through. That God will help me. That God is for me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Would you stand with me? Musicians, would you come? I know I'm getting done early, but you know what? God is good. God is so good. God is good. God is good. God is good. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. There were three that got baptized over the weekend. Over the revival services the last week. Praise the Lord. Yesterday we changed the water. The stuff is sparkly clean. The circulator's going, and you know the water is warm. It's so easy. You just press that white button. It's all good. It's ready. Amen. You could be baptized today in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you have not yet been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, today is the day to do it. Amen. There's no point in waiting. Why would you want to wait on assuring your salvation and getting God to wipe away your sin? Amen. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the name of Jesus that saves us. It's not the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Although Jesus is the Father, and He is the Son, and He is the Holy Ghost, those titles are not His name. To get baptized in the name, you got to use Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I think there was 7, maybe 10. Amen. People received the gift of the Holy Ghost. Some refillings. Amen. You can receive the Holy Ghost today. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. What He did in the Word, He'll do for you. What He did last week, He'll do this week. Amen. Amen. Would you join me? Would you lift up your hands? Amen. Because He first loved us. Amen. It's a very good reason to praise the Lord. As we sing, as we worship, come on up to this altar and let's end this service and magnify the Lord together. Let's praise and worship His name. Let's lift Him up right now. Let's close this service in giving God the praise that He's worthy of. He loved us first is reason enough to praise the Lord. Worship.